Blog Talk Radio.
You did not wait for me to draw nigh to you, but you hold yourself in frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me.
BlogTalkRadio.com. I am your host, Evangelist Benton. Today is Monday, July the 11th, 2011. It is 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. Again, I would want to thank all of you who are tuned in and encourage you to tell someone else to listen weekly every Monday at 12:30 with me right here on BlogTalkRadio.com. You're listening to Victory Against All Odds, a radio talk show for the family where we will talk about some of the struggles and obstacles that families will face as it relates to issues of child abuse, depression, domestic violence, substance abuse, suicide, and sexual abuse. So let's talk. My email address is odds_against_u, the letter U, at yahoo.com. You can email me and I will reply. You'll be able to chat or you can listen in. I will attempt to open the mic for comments, questions, as well from time to time. And, you know, in the future I'll be having special guests on the air. Today I wanted to talk to you. I want to start the day off with introducing myself. Again, I am Evangelist Benton, and just wanted to share who I am and my testimony as it has ultimately brought me here to this show to help someone out there who's listening, to encourage you, to challenge you, to push you, to empower you, to take the next step, or to take a step and begin to examine, explore, and to be open and honest, to be heard, and to be able to have a voice and talk about the issues in the family. I am a survivor of child abuse, as well as rape, incest, and all of the in-betweens that I mentioned earlier. Though I am not licensed by the state of North Carolina, I do have my BSW in social work, and I bring my experience to the table, and I want to share with my listeners how I overcame the obstacles and the challenges of such things that we have talked about earlier, and how I'm able to walk in forgiveness as well as walk in victory on today. To answer that question, it is because of my faith in Jesus that I was able to overcome and walk in forgiveness and total healing and deliverance. Today, I wanted to start from the beginning. So last time I was on the air, we kind of talked about the definition of all the above mentioned. So today, I just wanted to break it down, and we're just going to talk one piece at a time. And today, we're going to talk about child abuse. Some things kind of overlap when you talk about child abuse because there are other components that kind of tie into that. But let's start with that. And to start off, just for those listeners who may not know what child abuse is, I did want to define so that we all on one accord. Child abuse and neglect occurs when a child is mistreated, resulting in injury or is at least at risk of physical, verbal, emotional, or sexual abuse. Physical abuse is non-accidental physical trauma or injury inflicted by a parent or a caregiver or someone of authority, also including a parent or a caregiver, failure to protect a child from another person who has physically abused on a child. It is most severe form. Physical abuse is likely to cause great harm and possibly death. When you break that down, you can talk about physical neglect, which is basically denying or failure to provide for a child's physical survival needs. This also includes abandonment, supervision, life-endangering physical hygiene, lack of adequate nutrition or a place of dwelling, lack of medical or dental attention that may result in health threatening, or the inability to make basic clothing needs for a child. And with that, of course, could also come the emotional side of the abuse as it relates to child abuse, which would include the verbal assault, the ignoring or the indifference, of constant family contact, degrading the child, just not getting their emotional well-being taken care of. And abuse doesn't have boundaries. So that could be the poor, the middle class, the well-to-do, the royal, the rich. Doesn't really matter. Physical abuse is shaking, maybe hitting, burning, biting. When we talk about emotional, we're talking about blaming, putting down a child, yelling, shaming the child in public. Every one of us can stop child abuse. If we see child abuse, a lot of times we tend to turn our heads and we tend not to want to get involved. That's the key word here. Is this you? Is this your loved one? Is this your sibling? Is this your friend? Is this your neighbor's child? Must we continue to live our lives keeping secrets? Today, I want to challenge you to break the silence. I want to challenge you to free yourself from the hurt, the pain, the darkness. And I challenge you to step into the light, the freedom to speak, and begin the process of breaking the chains that bind you. To begin that process of living life that it was intended to live. One that was filled with joy and peace and happiness. Well, perhaps you're ready to put, you're ready, but you just don't know how to start that process. The first step in starting this process, first, you've got to admit to yourself that this happened to you and that it not only was wrong, but it was not your fault. Do not live a life of guilt about something that was done unto you that was out of your control. So we must say it. We must say it. You must admit it. This did happen to me, and it was wrong. I'll be the first to tell you that it happened to me, and it was wrong. Just a little tidbit, just a snapshot, if you will, just to let you know, this happened to me. My parents died. I was 9. I came to North Carolina to live with my grandparents. And at first I thought it was just the best scenario. You know, one could happen. You've got two parents that are home and you get home from school. You're not latchkey kid. Didn't turn out to be that way as time went on. Seems like as I got older, things got worse. And it was so hidden, if you will. And it started so slowly, the progression just kind of got worse as time went on. I can remember a time when it was something simple. It was time for dinner, and I went to go and wash my hands. And when I went to wash my hands, I went to sit at the table. Well, my grandfather hadn't sat down yet, physically sat down at the table. So needless to say, because I was the child and he was the male of the house, I got in trouble. I didn't know this was a rule. So I was ordered to go to my room, miss dinner, had to sit in the dark for the rest of the night. Now, dinner was at 5. So from 5 till time to go to bed at 10 o'clock, I didn't get to eat that day. No dinner. And I guess I hadn't had anything to eat since about 1 o'clock because that was around lunchtime. So I think I had a snack at 3. It probably wasn't much of anything. And so I had to sit in my room in a chair. No, not go to bed. Sit in a chair in my room till nightfall. And I couldn't come out the room. I couldn't talk on the phone. I couldn't look at television. I just sat there. Just sat there in the dark. As the night went on, I just sat there. Just sat there, literally sat there. And I came out to use the restroom, and that's about it. And around about 10 o'clock, it was my bedtime. I I went to bed hungry, hungry. And that was just about the bit of it. Well, I do see that I have a few callers in the queue. I'm not quite sure how to do this, but I'm going to try and click in. My first caller, I'm going to open the mic, and hello, caller, are you going to be on the line?
Hi, this is area code 910534. Is that who you opened up to?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hi. Thank you, Evangelist Benton. I've been enjoying your series. It's very, very informative. I had a question, and I didn't mean to interrupt your train of thought as you were sharing, but back when we were in the military overseas, there was an 11-year-old girl who confided with us that she had been sexually abused by her stepfather. And I reported it to, you know, I shared with her, I was willing to even take her into our home, you know, as a safe haven, and I shared with the, I'm not sure if it was called Department of Social Services, but whatever the military department is that, you know, for family and welfare over there. I contacted them, and they, you know, interviewed her, but because she was afraid of retaliation, her mother told her, if you report this, if you don't lie, then we're not going to have a home, and your father will be put in jail, and then, you know, we won't have anywhere to stay. So she was threatened by her mother to deny this. How can we report this in a way that the child's not put at risk and further damage be inflicted?
Well, you could go about it two ways. One, you could make a anonymous report so that there's an investigation done. But then that would only let one be aware that there's a problem going on, especially military. But it wouldn't necessarily do anything in terms of healing the one that was abused, because they've got to have some evidence at some point in time. But it would
the oral sex that he inflicted upon her, and so there wasn't, you know, like there would be for a vaginal tear or something of that nature.
Right.
So, you know, they did attempt to investigate it to a degree, but the fact that she denied it for her own safety and preservation at the threat of her mother is why, you know, they couldn't proceed with it, even if they did believe that it could have happened.
Yes, and that's true. Military is kind of tough. That's one of the tougher ones, because the military have their own legal system, if you will, and so they tend to protect their own. That's a tough one. It is a tough one. And I think we still have that problem today in reference to the abuse. They've made tougher laws now so that those kinds of things do not take place, and that the one that has been violated has a little bit more protection. I know in just the regular states, what they've done now is they've taken that out of the hands of the individual, so where it would be the state versus whoever the alleged person is, and it kind of takes some of that burden off of the individual. The military is a little bit different, and so that makes it a little bit more tougher, because they're going to want to keep that in-house, if you will. And I don't know, other than, you know, them ending their career, they've got to have a very, very strong support system in order to follow that through. Mom needs to be one of them.
Right.
And, you know, because it does a lot more damage to the child, it's the mom, you know, is the one that's telling her this. It's almost like the movie, I don't know if you saw the movie, it's called The General's Daughter. And that's exactly what the father did to, you know, to his daughter, even though that was a movie, but that was the, to me, it was a whole lot of truth to that movie. I'm not sure if that movie was true or not, but it certainly was true in the fact that's exactly how the military responds. They want you to cover it up and put a hush-hush and muzzle your mouth. It has nothing to the abuser. It's telling them that you have given them permission and I'm supposed to just live this way. So that's a very real situation that tends to happen.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Okay, I think I have another caller on here. So I'm going to go to the next caller. Hold on just a moment here. Hello, you're on the air. Victory against all odds. Who am I speaking with?
This is Dr. Dew. Am I on?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm blessed. Thank you. On that last caller that just called in, if she is a Christian, as a sexual healer, that's what I thank God that I call myself and people call me, and the Lord has given me the assignment to do it. Just with the military situation and any situation where you seem to be strangled by the law and by a mother, like in this case, doing what she's doing towards the child, the real key there is just if they believe, this is only for believers. If people don't believe, then it won't work. But if they're believers and they start to pray and ask God to uncover, expose, and reveal and name that situation, whatever the situation is, and then ask God to destroy the demonic host, not the person, because the person will, in fact, get their comings up at the right time. But your whole thing of reporting it, I think what has to happen in even military situations and any situations, what I recommend to people is that you still report it anonymously. You do whatever you can without putting yourself in harm's way, but you do something. You don't stand back, like you said at the beginning of your program, and I think that's excellent. But you do something. And if enough times there are anonymous tips coming in from the community, and you might be smart enough to use different phones and whatever, but make those anonymous calls, somebody's going to realize something's going on.
Yes.
So don't give up because you made one call or you were going to make a call and you felt, well, I can't because mother. No, if you know that stuff's going on, then you have to do something, I believe. And particularly if you are a reporter, a teacher, a minister, whatever, you need to deal with that because that mother is going to get hers as well. And when I say get theirs, they're going to have to deal with the reality of life and the law and the wrongdoing and et cetera because the child is never at fault. You said that also. So thank you. I don't want to take all your time. You don't have a lot of time on here, but I do thank you for coming on this early on a Monday morning here in Colorado. It's just 10 o'clock. I'm sorry, 11 o'clock, maybe 11, but we do appreciate you coming on. And, you're going to have to expand your time because you're not going to have enough time. God bless you.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling.
All righty.
Okay. I have a few more minutes. I'm going to take at least one more call, and then I'll need to wrap this up. Hold on. Let me see here. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Victory Against All Odds. Hello? Yeah, you're on the air. hear me? I think I dropped my caller. Okay, well, let's see. Okay. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Hello? Nobody's there. Okay. Well, I thank those callers for calling in, and as well, just wanted to say that I've experienced child abuse, but I wanted to say, in my closing, against all odds, I've been able to stand before you today, walking in total victory, and you too can overcome all odds against you. So stay tuned and weekly so you can begin to gain understanding of your physical and your emotional challenges you are facing for yourself and you and your loved ones, your friends, your neighbors, your classmates, your coworkers. Together we can learn powerful strategic weapons to combat the seemingly insurmountable obstacles that life can bring and begin the process of healing and forgiving. My email address is oddsagainstyou@yahoo.com. You may Facebook me at facebook.com/victoryAAO. Thank you for listening, and join me next week on July the 18th at 12:30. I will be opening the line so you can speak on the air. Until then, see you next week.
Humanity.